Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hey, everybody. It's Teresa and America, and we're back today in the open.
Hi, guys.
Today's topic is, why am I so irritable?
I think the feeling of irritation is something that maybe is happening more often right now because of the differences that are occurring in our life because of the pandemic. I feel like people may feel a little on edge, and that is increasing how irritable people are.
I feel like you and I have talked a lot about being angry, and that's part of our natural disposition. Do you think that there are just angry people in the world, or are you and I just angry and there are other people who are just not bent towards irritation and anger?
That's a big question. So I don't think that we are angry people. I don't think that we're angry people. I think we more easily tap into our angry side and say things that people are oftentimes afraid to say because they may be more or less comfortable in expressing themselves in that way. That doesn't mean it's a good thing or a bad thing. I just think that that's the reality, where somebody who may have better skills, because that's what they are, skills, may be able to like pause in an easier way, right? And be like, okay, let me not say it this way. Let me try to say it this way, which sometimes is a little bit harder for us to do.
I like that because it reminds me of that piece of needing to be nice to myself, because in the area of impatience and anger and irritation, it is a space where I still label these actions as a character flaw, mm-hmm. as like my personality, as compared to doing what you just did, which is saying, you know what, it's about skills and about the way that you practice things that you know are good or bad. And I don't know why. I don't know why I still fall into that trap when it comes to irritation, but it's funny because I do feel like a lot of guilt. I know we joke about it, and that's a coping skill I have, where I joke about how much I'm a jerk or whatever, and that's funny, haha. But like, there's definitely a part of me where I also feel really bad.
Yeah, that's your first go-to kind of reaction. I get that. I share that. But I think what we talk about when we're thinking about how you may be feeling more or less irritable, I think for me, what it comes down to is an inability to really have space. And space, I say, not just physical space, like emotional space and things like that, to take a moment for yourself. Because right now, the period of time in which we're living in most states, we have to be at home. And home is not always the best place. For some, it may be a very good, reassuring, safe place. You can have a good time. And even in those spaces, it can still suck because you're with people every minute of the day.
Yeah.
I believe that at the end of the day, there are so many different ways in which the relationships and the people that we're with at the moment come to know us so well in one aspect. But mm-hmm. the other end of it is, you don't know me enough because you don't know what I need. And it comes to this point where you may not be able, or you maybe haven't been able to voice what you actually need, or you haven't voiced what you need. And so the other person is just doing what they do. And there isn't a lot of room for compassion or perspective taking, right? Be like, oh, what do they need at the moment? It's like, man, I'm just trying to function.
And irritation in a couple is the clashing of misunderstanding of need.
Yeah.
Completely. In that one moment, one person needs something that's different than what the other person is giving at the same time. So both people need something.
Yeah, but that extends beyond couples, dude. Like that's like mother-daughter life. Relationships. Yeah, friendships.
Coworker.
Yeah, every single thing where maybe you don't even know what you need and you just like, ah, and you just react. And that's not what we want to happen. But oftentimes that's the case where we just, you know, automatically start slashing away at things because you're just like, I don't even know what I need.
Don't you think there's a difference too? Like I notice this, like when we're really stressed out, everybody is irritable. So yes, your patience for anything is just not there.
Yeah.
But part of the problem too with relationships is when you have expectations that are unspoken for things that matter for whatever reason, but don't matter. Where you're like, oh, outside of whatever stress is happening in the whole world, there are some things in a relationship where if a person does this thing, nuclear war. Why is that? What is that about?
So I'm gonna step away from the relationship of like a husband or a wife for a minute. I'm gonna talk about a relationship between like me and a best friend or something. Because what I think ends up happening is, yes, there is this idea that we may not necessarily are not able to communicate our needs and the things that make sense to us. Because we're not able to tell people why they make sense to us, then that's where the miscommunication happens.
These are the things that I feel like irritate a lot of us when we're living with people, when they don't do something the way you want it done.
Yeah. Like,
our attempt to have control over a situation or like...
I think it's an attempt to have control. I think you're right about that.
The consistency I hear here is that... We get irritated about things that we feel are wrong.
In some way, yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
But in that moment, the feeling that I have is just agitated. But if yes. I slow down and I ask myself, why am I irritated? It starts to get down to a core of something that I care about. And it's like, oh, I feel irritated because the way you said that makes me feel like a less person or like you don't care about me or like... I'm like thinking of the towels because like why am I so mad that the towels won't fold it in three things, you know? Like I got so mad at my husband early on in our relationship. He's now traumatized about how to fold the towels and he folds them exactly. And I don't know why. It's like, what's the value there? Why did I get so mad at the towels?
Yeah, it makes sense. Do you know why you got so mad? Are you still trying to figure that out 10 years later?
You know what? That's really funny because it is tied to a practicalness. Like if the towels are folded that way, they fit into the cabinet. And I also just always folded towels that way. It's clean. It's tight. That is some OCD stuff right there.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like there are arbitrary lines that we have created in our head about the things that we believe should be a certain way.
Well, you know what's funny? So after I yelled at him so bad and we ended up getting a fight and now he folds the towel exactly as I've asked it or requested 10 years ago, I felt so guilty about yelling at him in such a bad way that I stopped caring.
Oh my God.
About the towels and now he's traumatized. So part of it too is like letting things go, you know? It's like there has to be something in your mind or an experience you have to also help you realize like you care about this thing and it's actually kind of stupid that you care about it in a way that's making you an irritated person and you need to let that go because you're being irritating. Your irritation is becoming irritating. And that is like a whole nother level. Like if I know that I'm particularly stressed and everything is irritating to me, I become the irritation.
Yeah, you become a nag.
It sucks to be in that space. Like I can tell that it sucks to be with me. I don't want to be with me.
I don't want to be with me either when I'm in that space, but I'm like, I'm doing it. Because I feel you, like, I don't want to be a nag. I don't want to be that person that's like, hey, did you do this? Did you do this? And it's like, at the same time, there's a reason for why I ask for the things that I do. Because at the end, whatever the freaking end is, it will make sense. That's how I see it, right? But you're right. There are things that you have to learn to let go of and compromise. And find ways to reduce some of that irritation.
So I don't know if you've experienced this as well. When I was younger, I felt like it was important to duke things out to get to a solution where we compromised, even if it meant you were fighting all night. And you know how people say things like, oh, don't go to bed angry? That was a problem for me with irritation because it literally meant that I had to fight and argue until there was a resolution. But over time, I've learned that sometimes you have to go to bed angry, because actually what you need is space.
Yeah.
A way to just calm the freak down from that pile of irritation and to have that perspective taking that you say.
I mean, I love my parents to death, man. And I get what they have told me, that, yes, you don't go to bed angry. Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, the reality is sometimes you go to bed angry, because at that moment, like, you cannot continue to beat that drum. You just have to be like, dude, I can't anymore. And there are times when, and not just in my intimate relationship with my fiance, you know, where we're living with one another, but with other people in my life, I'm just like, I can't do this with you right now. And that goes back to something we recorded before about boundaries, right? Like, just being like, no. Right now, it's a little bit harder for people to create those boundaries in terms of physical space, I think. For folks that can get out of the house, if you can go take a walk, go walk the dog, go sit in your backyard, go sit on the stoop, go to the sidewalk and take a deep breath, you know, all those things help to re-energize you to continue to push on.
But it's also the choice. Like, yes, the physical space is an issue, but also with their irritation, you have a choice. I can continue to push these buttons. I can continue to do that thing in my head where I like have the conversation over and over in a way that makes me more and more irritated about that person. I don't know if you do this, mm-hmm. but I replay like the argument in a way where I make my irritation so much worse because I engage in that dialogue that justifies like why I'm so irritated with that person. And I have to tell myself, I need to step away from my damn self.
I believe I can do that at times. And what I end up focusing on doing is something that involves really like my hands or something. You know, like I'm going to wash the dishes. I'm going to do something physical that it's occupying brain space, but not allowing me to be like, oh, I'm going to yeah, I should have said that. And he did that last week, you know, like it's a spiral.
Yeah. Talking to friends has helped. Like if I get in that space, I notice that if I just talk to a friend, I mean, you or another friend who understands, like just being able to voice it out loud, whatever that experience is of a validation and just being like, okay, God, now I can feel like I've been heard and I can let go of this stupid thing that I want to die on, that sword or whatever is so stupid, you know. You're like, oh God.
Talking to friends is crucial. Finding a way to let that out is crucial because it builds up. You don't want it to build up. That's the piece about the irritation. Like, yes, it can get to a place where it will explode and you don't want it to explode, so you have to learn how to manage it and maybe break it up into little chunks so that you're not all of a sudden volcanic at the end of the day and you're just like, what in the world? That's why I'm thinking, you know, you always have to, one, tell people how you're feeling, which is hard because mm-hmm. you know, who the hell knows what feelings are. But then being able to ask for what you may need and for you to recognize what you may need, right?
Okay, but see, this is that point, though. Like, this is the difference. Because I think with big anger with a big A, it's easier for me to identify what it is that I need and why I'm angry. Because it makes me feel insecure or it's tied to something that matters. The thing that's stupid about irritation is that things that make you irritable are always small things. It's like the little things that you
breathing
make sense of. Yeah, like my breathing or the way your face looked or the tone of your face or the way you're standing or just your physical presence in my space right now, you existing.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, you're right. It goes from your breathing in your nostrils to your existence, right? So there, to me, it feels like there's a different quality to irritation than anger, big A anger.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
We're unpacking something here that's really important. It's there's a difference.
Why do the little things irk you like nothing else? Is it because the people that are surrounding you, are they supposed to, this is back to an expectation, are they supposed to know that those things irritate you so they should stop doing it?
That's what we want to say to ourselves. If only that person could fix themselves, I'd be freaking fine.
Change your face.
Change your face. Stop breathing. I think it, I don't know. Is it like the tension? Like, okay, you said something about irritation. I know my body tenses up.
Yeah.
And so is there something about my baseline level of stress that if I get to an X baseline, then it's so easy, the tipping point from that moment of whatever baseline stress to then everything is irritating to me.
I believe there is a truth to that. The difficulty, I think, at least in my experience, is that by the time I realize that that's happening, I've left a wake of damage.
I know. That's why there's a lots of apologies. Because you're just a jerk.
Yeah, because you don't even realize. Yes, I definitely think that it's tied to how much stress you may be feeling under.
You're carrying inside your body.
Yeah, because you're right. Like the tense shoulders, backaches, and maybe you're not resting well. And everything I've described right now is like exacerbated by the pandemic right now. Because that's what everything is. Everybody's tense, everybody's scared, everybody's anxious. And now where there was an opportunity for you to be like, hey, I'm going to take 8 hours away from you to take a breath, that doesn't happen right now. So it limits our capacity to be able to create that moment that you're saying we should be kind of recognizing, you know, my body's tense. I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to not. You're trying to like stopgap that frustration, you know, the steam that's rising. Ooh, I'm just thinking about cartoons now, man. You know, and it's like, and it's just building. But is there a place where you can release the valve and let a little bit of pressure off along that way? Mm-hmm. And that's where I think it's tied to your ability to say, hey, I need 10 minutes all to myself right now.
You know, so it's interesting because our point is that maybe there's something biological that happens in our body that makes us feel tense. And when you hit that moment of tension, whether it's work overwhelming you, being trapped inside the house, that time of the month, there's some kind of pressure that builds in our bodies that it sets you up where you're just on edge. And then things get irritating. And so you can move in and out of that space over time. And if you're in a bad, bad spot, I feel like we define as ourselves, like, then I'm an irritated person.
No, but those are things that I think are crucial to help us as people understand how we navigate all of our emotions, how we're able to really share with someone what we do need, how we need to receive things, how we need to hear things. At the end of the day, that could help, you know, how irritable you may be.
Yeah.
And right now, because everything is just like a mishmash of everything, we can try to do our best to just exist with everything that's happening and have some patience.
Take space. Take a breath. I would say the difference between anger has something valued to it that feels insecure or scary, but irritation might be tied to not having your needs met for something more primal, like sleep or touch or food. If I don't eat, I'm hangry. If my blood sugar is too high or too low, I'm irritated. So it's less like of that deep value emotion, and it's more of my body and like what I need.
I don't think so.
No.
Because how does that tie? How does primal kind of connection deal with the fact that you putting the toilet paper on the wrong way, it's going to irk the hell out of me that I want to smash your face in?
It's not the word primal. You know what I'm saying, though? Like in Maslow's hierarchy of needs, there are those baseline things you need. And if those things aren't met, then you're irritable. Like, if I don't sleep, if I didn't eat, if I can't breathe. But basic needs, that's what it is, not primal. Basic needs. If my basic needs aren't met, then the next thing is irritation.
For us to be able to get to that place of you recognizing that that's what's happening, where I didn't get enough sleep, I'm hungry, whatever, it takes practice for somebody to recognize that, to like at that moment be like, okay, I got to stop everything I'm feeling right now because I'm about to like go from 1 to 100.
Yeah.
I don't think everything's always tied to that.
This was especially a hard one because it made us have to dig deep. Because I think when we feel irritated, it's easy to just be like, I don't know, I'm just irritated. It's a lot of work to go, why am I irritated? What is happening? Why is this different than anger? And like this whole podcast was you and me diving into that process. And maybe we came to some awareness.
No, I think we did.
Maybe you're tapped out. You don't have the energy. You feel exhausted emotionally and physically from everything that is happening for you right now.
Yeah.
So anything that your partner would add to that experience is just too much. It's overwhelming. Can't be done. So he needs to back off. And you need what brings you energy, what helps you to feel less exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to refuel.
However it is to refuel.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what it looks like to wrestle.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
A topic. All right. Thanks, everybody.
We'll chat with you next week. Keep fighting in the open.